Democrats and Republicans both seem to think their parties are not winning as many races as they should in Michigan, a state that's gone Democratic in six straight presidential elections, but still sends lots of Republicans to Lansing. That's led to big fights over direction and state party leadership. In Lansing, Republican Party Chairman Bobby Shostak won a second term, but it was close, very close. Todd Corser is an evangelical Christian who says he was called by God to challenge the party leader, but he says his challenge was not theological, but practical.
When people want to analyze why the Democrats won last time, they say it was this or that or the other. I would say it was all those things, and they did them better than we did them.
Corser says he doesn't think Democrats won on issues, but outfought Republicans using technology to organize and contact voters. Corser had a lot of support from Tea Party factions in the Republican Party. But the delegates decided to stick with Bobby Shostak, a proven fundraiser. Shostak says he's confident the losers in this fight won't abandon the GOP.
In any hotly contested race, you're going to have people from all sides, you know, speaking out. But at the end of the day, people together came forward and said, we want to beat the Democrats.
In Detroit, Democrats were busy beating up on each other. There was bickering, shouting matches between party leaders. Union leaders split on who should lead the Democratic Party. It looked like the race for Democratic Party chair was headed for a nail-biter finish. Until 18-year chair Mark Brewer stunned the convention. Brewer then left the convention and the Michigan Democratic Party to his successor. 41-year-old Lon Johnson is a venture capitalist and veteran campaign organizer whose most recent political foray was an unsuccessful campaign for a northern Michigan state house seat. Johnson says the numbers show Lansing should be controlled by Democrats.
We can win. This is Michigan. This is a state that we won by 9 points with the president. This is a state where we won by 20 points with Senator Stabenow. This is Michigan.
Democratic Party is not succeeding to the level that we think it should.
United Auto Workers President Bob King helped engineer Brewer's ouster as chair. King says now there are big expectations.
While we get winning the governorship, winning a majority in the Supreme Court, winning majorities in the House and the Senate.
King says if Democrats sweep the 2014 statewide elections, that will be vindication of the ugliness at his party's convention this weekend in Detroit. A big part of Lon Johnson's job is to give progressive sympathizers, African Americans, Hispanics, gays and lesbians, among others, a bigger sense of ownership in the Michigan Democratic Party. That means engaging a lot of groups that have typically taken a back seat to union dominance in the state Democratic Party. UAW power in the Democratic Party won Lon Johnson his job. That job includes making unions a smaller part of a larger coalition that wins Democrats control in Lansing. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Detroit.